Duck, an artist from Utrecht, specialized in genre painting, courtesans, soldiers, card players, musicians, and also women of the world and middle-class interiors formed the basis of his repertoire. In this respect, he can be compared with other artists of his time, like Pieter Kod and Antoni Palamedes. Yet he differentiated himself from these so-called conversation piece artists, whose bawdy moralizing message he occasionally highlighted. Such is the case with this Scène Galante, painted in the 1630s, in which the right half of the composition is given over to unashamed debauchery. An intoxicated man is being taunted and undressed by two young women wearing sumptuous red and blue satin dresses. Another young man on the right, beneath a geographical map hanging on the wall, looks at the viewer, an almost serious expression on his face, and points at the drunken man with his right hand, as if to denounce his disgraceful behavior. A jumble of objects litters the floor on the far right: jugs and glasses of wine, pipes, alcohol, and tobacco, whose excessive consumption has brought about the downfall, both spiritual and physical, of the untidy reprobate. Note also the fine-looking viol hanging from the wall by a cord. It was a secular musical instrument often associated with the general theme of decline in moral standards. Three of the paintings hanging on the wall have been identified. On the right, an Italianate landscape painted in the style of Bartholomeus Breenberg. In the centre, Une Danse, a dance, by Pieter Kod, which is very similar to another painting by the same artist in the Louvre Museum. And on the left, the composition by Leonhard Bramer, in miniature.